the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thought I was going to get arrested yesterday.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What happened?
So, I...
Where were you? What time of day was it? Were other people
noon,
around?
Noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
Where were
so,
you?
So, I thought it was a sting operation.
Ooh, amazing.
So I had ordered, it's fall and I do all my lawn stuff in fall, right? Uh-huh. And I order all my lawn stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I never know what, like Canada's laws are wacky in terms of what you can import and what you can't import, mm-hmm. right? Because years ago, I'll never forget this, that I ordered a rug. And it was a Persian rug,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was cheap and it was from some website. It was huge. The color was beautiful. Catherine and I are like, that's the rug. Cool. Order it. Order it online. And then the rug never comes, the rug never comes. And then I get a call from whatever the shipper was. And they're like, hey, there is something going on with the rug. It's held at customs. Can you call this number? And then I call this number. And the guy on the phone is asking me all sorts of questions, right? And I'm just like, when can I get my rug? And he's asking me some weirdo questions. And I'm talking to Catherine. I'm like, God, that was like weird questions about
like
a rug.
Kind of, can you remember what kind of questions?
Yeah, just like I remember one of the questions was, what are my intentions?
With the rug?
Yes, right? Yeah. Okay,
except
so...
the body there.
Yeah, so then I finished the call, and the rug never shows up.
Uh-huh.
But what I do get in the mail about 2 months later was a letter from Homeland Security in the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to import something from Iran.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the rug was in Iran when I hit add to cart.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I just ordered a carpet.
Yeah.
Right?
What are your intentions with this rug,
so
sir?
They then said, you can come down and meet with us and have a conversation.
No, they didn't.
About the rug. And I was like, no, it's fine. Return to sender. Right?
Yeah.
So I've gone through this before, right?
I don't need that.
Bad. Homeland Security.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to IKEA.
Yeah. So it's lawn season now. I order a lot of stuff. And some stuff you can import and some stuff you can't. Liquids, chemicals, this kind of thing, right? Mm. Some fertilizers I'm not even allowed to import. Fertilizer, right? So I don't even know what's going on. So I order a bunch of stuff because it's the fall. And it's supposed to come FedEx. And I get a letter from FedEx. I get a call from FedEx being like, hey, your stuff is in customs. Can we act as your broker? We need you to fill out this paperwork I'm going to send you. So yeah. I fill out the paperwork and I send it back to the guy.
Uh-huh.
And then a day goes by and he goes, we actually can't clear this as your broker. We can either return it to sender or you can just come down and clear it in person. Right. And I was like, what's that process like? I've never done that before. And he's like, I'll send you the paperwork. And I'm getting an email. And normally anytime I email with something like FedEx, I sit on hold or I got to go online, whatever. This is an email that I'm getting with like the guy's personal signature at the end of it. Right. Like his name, his direct line, his everything else. And I'm like,
Mr. FedEx.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is incredible customer service right here. And I'm like, send me the paperwork. And 2 days later, because I had stuff going on. 2 days later, he calls me back
uh-huh.
and is like, yo, what's going on? Are you going to go and clear your stuff or not? Like, what are we going to do? How can I help you out here?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, yeah,
nice.
Dude, I had a busy weekend. Let me take care of this. And so I'm driving yesterday and I'm thinking, God, that FedEx guy was real nice, right? Super nice. And I'm like, what customer service? Called me 3 times uh-huh. unsolicited to help me get my package.
Never happens.
I drive out to the middle of nowhere to some warehouse that does not say FedEx on it.
Okay.
I get to the parking lot. Parking lot is empty.
Yeah.
There's my truck and one other car.
Sting operation.
Okay? Border security car lights on the top. That's the only other car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I walk into this building. It is empty. And I look at the sign where they're like, where I have to go. Basement.
Okay? Keep it. Keep okay? the fertilizer.
I'm and
out.
I'm sitting there with my printed paperwork in my hand.
He's such a nerd.
Okay? I walk down the basement and I start getting nervous. I'm like, I feel like this is a sting operation.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm about to get arrested. So a woman comes up, one person working there. She walks up, one person in the whole office. It's me and her. And she walks up and she's like, do you have your paperwork? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you have your ID? And I'm like, sure. And I hand her my ID. And then she takes my ID and she disappears.
And is this you in this empty warehouse?
I'm in an empty warehouse behind a glass partition.
Are there lights on?
Yes, yes. But I'm behind a glass partition. And then I hear her say in the back room somewhere, he's right over there. Okay? Yeah. So I take my phone out. I put my phone on the counter and I hit video and I hit record.
Uh-huh.
And then I flip it over.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm about to get arrested. I'm going to film this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great for the show tomorrow.
Also, imagine the view count on YouTube.
Right? So then I'm standing there for an extremely long period of time, like 5 minutes alone.
Uh-huh.
And then I see a guy come up full uniform, just like staring at me, walking towards me, walking towards me, walking towards me. And then he stops and he goes, I knew I recognized that voice. Big fan.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
He looks my paperwork over, hands me my ID, stamps it, and goes, have a great day. I'm sweating.
Yo, right? That's a great story.
By the way, I still have not received my package.
Still? Oh my God. After all of that? Damn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
It's Sonia.
Sonia, what's going on today?
Not much. Just getting ready for my day, and I was listening. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
Roz, did it not cross your mind that that could have been a scam, not like a very nice, helpful person with all these scams that are going on online?
Listen, I thought about that too. There's very good scams, like really good scams. Did you hear about the Amazon scam?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the Amazon scam is that you'll get a package at your front door in an Amazon box with the Amazon tape on it. I guess people have that now. And inside the box is just something. It's kind of cool. It's not very expensive, but whatever. And then there's just a note being like, you've received this gift on behalf of whatever, Amazon, to redeem more points or whatever, just scan the QR code. And it comes with a little card. And as soon as you scan that QR code, they get access to your phone.
Oh, shoot. For real.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Right? Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You want to find out who sent you the gift.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right? Like you don't know who sent you the gift, right? So it's like somebody sent you a gift.
So don't trust anything that shows up from Amazon that you did not order.
Yeah,
no.
Right?
No.
Crazy. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, that never occurred to you.
No, I just want my stuff. You know,
it's not your fertilizer. Is it wrong for a man to want his grass to look green?
Thank you.
Thanks, Sonia. I love you.
Love you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I saw a guy the other day. Where was I? Where did I see this? I don't know where it was, but me
and pickles. I hate pickles,
yeah.
Right? But they took pickles, sliced them into like four thin pieces, right?
Yeah.
So they're still long, but they're just like wedges kind of thing, right? And then they toss them in Kool-Aid mix, dry Kool-Aid mix.
Bruh. Okay.
And then stick them on a plate and serve them like that.
What?
So yeah, so they're pickles. Because you remember, what was it? Was it Lick-A-Stick?
Yeah.
One of those things where it was just powder and they gave you like a little candy stick and you suck it, dip it, suck it, right? So that's the same kind of thing where it's just like powder. It's just like all the sugar, but it's Kool-Aid. And they would dip the pickles in Kool-Aid and then they serve them like that.
Do you know what flavor? Was it just
I have no idea. It was like dark red, like whatever it was. Like the pickles were dark,
after you suck it off, can you re-dip it? Like, do they give you extra powder?
No. They're served fully dressed. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was vile, but I was kind of like, I was kind of interested in it. I would never have it, but I was like, I need somebody else to eat a Kool-Aid pickle.
I don't know. I'd try it. Would you guys try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, should we get some pickles in here with some Kool-Aid?
Ugh.
Like Kool-Aid powder? What, Shem?
Is the answer, Shem, that you're looking for.
Just come on, just say yes, bro. Just participate. Don't be a hater.
Love Kool-Aid, you love pickles. Put them together.
How you know I like Kool-Aid, bro?
Yeah, how do you know, Warren?
When you say I like Kool-Aid.
Well, everyone loves Kool-Aid.
Yeah, all right.
Everyone loves it. Pause for 1 second because I'm seeing other ones now where it looks like you make Kool-Aid and then you leave the pickles inside the jar of Kool-Aid. Like it's an actual, so it's not the mixture. Hold on now.
So you like...
So it's a flavor. What? Let's say if it's cherry Kool-Aid, right?
Yes.
It's cherry pickle Kool-Aid?
It's... So you make cherry Kool-Aid super concentrated in a jar. And then you slide the pickles in that jar and you do it up and then you leave it there. And then eventually you can take them out and eat them. So they've been soaking in Kool-Aid. But I saw ones where they mix it around. They toss it.
Well, I would try both.
You would try the tossed pickle?
I would try both of them.
Yeah.
The juice and the pickle with the Kool-Aid powder on it.
Okay.
There's also the chamoy pickles. Have you guys heard
What's
of
that?
Those?
No.
They come in like these packages and they're these giant sized pickles. They're huge.
Yeah.
And then you wrap them in like all these different things that they give you. So there's like sauces, there's like roll-ups in there. And then you like, you make this pickle and then you eat it all at once.
With a fruit roll-up on it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yo, I try that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
All right, well, we're going to do the pickle and Kool-Aid challenge,
I
guess.
We'll figure it out.
In here.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A couple of days ago, things got super heated in here. And the comments were flying off the handle.
What I do now?
Both on text.
Yeah.
But also on IG after we posted the video.
Okay.
Talking about pet peeves when driving.
Right.
And the battle between you and Maria took over.
Oh, because Maria wants to be a hero?
People who don't say thank you after you letting them in, that drives me nuts.
Yep.
Also, people.
Whatever.
No, say it's a simple you? Raise your hand.
Nah.
I just let you
in. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit there all day?
Manners. Put your hand up. Thanks, man. Thanks so much.
No.
You chose to forget what exit you had to go on. Now I got to let you in. You can't even say thank you.
You don't have to do. You don't have to. You didn't let me do anything.
Yes, I did because you would have sat or missed your exit.
So that was a couple of days ago. Let me read
Still
to
right,
you.
Though.
Let me read to you some of the comments because damn it, Maury hit the streets to get people's opinion.
Okay.
People, because everybody heard this on the show.
Yes.
And everyone's got their opinion.
Right.
So Maury hit the streets to find out what people thought. First of all, what their thoughts are on the thank you wave.
Yeah.
And also who they think was right in this scenario, this conversation.
Okay.
A couple of texts though. Roz and Mocha text line. Always love. When you reply, you
always.
Can always send us voice notes, too. We love getting those.
Yeah.
I'm totally with Maria. Common courtesy to say thanks, like someone opens the door for you. Do you say thank you or walk through, like you're entitled? Mm. To be honest, maybe we would have less road rage if people just brought back some manners. Another text. I agree with you, Maria. Just a simple courtesy wave. We're all just trying to reach our destination safe and on time. Another text. Roz is right. You don't need to let anyone in. And you don't have to wave. Another
I didn't
text.
Say you don't let anybody in. Say when the lane is ending, okay, the rules of the road, it goes one car, one car, one car, one car, one car, one car. We all know that. I'm not waving for you just following the rules of society. You didn't do anything good.
It's not rules of society when you cut everybody off to
How
sneak
am I cutting
in
everybody off?
If you're driving, that's what I'm talking about. If you're driving in the other lane, you're trying to get on a ramp or something, and then you drive past everybody to try and beat everybody into the ramp, and then you don't say thank you.
That's a jerk, though.
Yeah.
I hate when mom and dad fight.
That's a jerk.
Okay, settle down. 1,000% agree. People should wave. It's just one of those common courtesies of driving. But a lot of people definitely don't act, and I react the same way. I didn't have to let you in, so wave and say thank you, LOL. Another text. OMG, guys, I'm so with Roz. Sick and tired of privileged a-holes using a shoulder to pass. So Dimit Mori hit the streets with the exact same thing.
Excuse me, super quick question. How are you? Can you turn your radio down? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, when you let somebody into your lane or somebody lets you in, are we still doing the wave of thanks when they let you in?
Yeah, most definitely. A wave is pretty important. If you don't wave and you go over, that's just disrespectful.
Mm.
Like, I don't need those kind of problems. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I noticed you changed lanes and you didn't give the guy behind you the courtesy wave.
It's something that I tend to treat as a case-by-case basis. This one in particular, I'm really in a rush, so I didn't care to do it. Is that a big deal? Am I supposed to say thanks because he let me in the lane?
What are your thoughts on what happened on our show earlier this week? Whose side do you want to take?
You know what? I gotta stick with Roz. I honestly think that the courtesy wave is only applicable when you've built that eye-to-eye contact with the person next to you. I don't think it's something that is mandatory all the time. Like, a wave is not going to change everything.
On the road.
So I noticed when you exited the parking lot, you waved at that other car.
Just saying thank you.
So what are your thoughts to those people who don't believe in giving the wave?
If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. I don't know.
Excuse me, can you roll your window down? I noticed when you came into this driveway, you waved at everybody saying thanks for letting you in.
Yeah.
Why was that important to you to wave?
Because they were courteous and they let me go and I was happy because there's traffic.
So knowing that you just waved, what are your thoughts on what happened on our show?
I totally think Roz should wave and say hello and thank you to people because it's nice. It's courteous.
Hi.
And then, you know, I feel like it's good karma. So next time when you do it, you could also let someone in and you won't be so annoyed, you know, if someone is trying to get in. So I feel like it's good karma and it's like paying it forward. So it's being nice. Thank you, Maria, for standing up for us wavers.
I noticed that you just sort of changed lanes and didn't wave to the guy behind you. You want to turn right, but you didn't say thanks.
Wasn't aware that I needed to say thank you.
Thank you.
I guess everyone does that courtesy wave. You didn't do the courtesy wave. Why is that?
I don't need to give the courtesy wave. I didn't learn that in driving school, you know? He's supposed to let me in, and I think that's that.
You heard what happened on our show this week. Whose side are you taking? What are your thoughts?
I am totally Team Roz. I do not feel the need to give a wave. I'll say
miserable.
Thank you to a server if they pour my drink. But when it comes to driving, there's no way I'm going to give a wave. I am Team Roz on this.
So I noticed that the car in front of you came out of the driveway and didn't wave thanks. Did it upset you that you didn't get a wave of thanks?
Always. Always. You got to be grateful for when people let you in.
Do you always look for that wave of thanks? Do you always look for the courtesy wave?
Always. And if they don't give it to me, I always say you're welcome anyways.
What are your thoughts when you hear that conversation from our show?
I think Roz is just rude. Mm-hmm. Maria, I agree with you. You always got to say thank you.
Let me tell you the worst part of all this is when I got to cross over three lanes of traffic because of construction or whatever it is, and nobody lets you in, where I have to then sit there and deal with three lanes of Maria's, where I know the only way I'm getting over is if I do open my window and literally wave to people.
Yeah. So when you're sitting there, this is just going to be running in your mind over and over again.
Maria, I agree with you. You always got to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. You continue to. You know what gives me the greatest pleasure in life is when somebody lets me in. I don't wave, and then I look at them in my rearview mirror, and they're going like this, like waving their hand back and forth, trying to get my attention.
Yeah. But it seems like you're bothered by this waving still. They still wave.
I love it when somebody is like, "Where's my wave?" That's when I don't wave, specifically don't wave. And then I go 5 kilometers slower.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Maria, I agree with you.
Yes,
you always got to say thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It smells both sweet and sour in here today.
Yeah, it's pickle day for you guys, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking yesterday how I found Kool-Aid pickles online. It just popped up, this picture, and it looked wild because it looked to me that they took the pickle, they cut the pickle into like 4 pieces long way, and then they sort of tossed the pickle in the Kool-Aid mixture, like the sugary mixture, and then they just put it on a plate. And then we found other pickles where you make Kool-Aid in a jar and then you dip the pickles in the Kool-Aid, you do it up and you leave it in there like overnight, and then you pull the pickle out and the pickle's like bright red or whatever color Kool-Aid you have. And people love Kool-Aid pickles. I cannot stand pickles.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not doing any of this, but I'm fascinated of what a Kool-Aid pickle would be like.
So we said that we would try it here.
And Maury has like a whole buffet in there.
Yeah,
like
so
in his studio
we have
right now.
Both of what it was you mentioned.
Okay, so you got the...
So we have here a pickle slice that's covered in Kool-Aid powder. What's the flavor, Maury?
So you have...
Buy pickles or no?
So that's raspberry lemonade.
Okay, so raspberry lemonade dusting on top of the pickle.
Let me see.
Sitting
here
on a mountain of powder as well, okay? We also have here a cup that's got Kool-Aid. What flavored Kool-Aid is this?
That one's strawberry.
This is strawberry Kool-Aid that's got a pickle slice inside.
And how long has that pickle been in that Kool-Aid?
It's been sitting for 24 hours.
Okay.
Soaking. Wow. So I know Cheesecake and Maria, you guys are looking on with disgust. Yeah. But if you come into the room, we have a plate and also a cup of the exact same mixture for you guys that I have. And the three of us, well, actually with Dan and Maury, the four of us are going to try this together. Yeah. So come on in and, and get your pickle with Kool-Aid.
I'm going to say the presentation doesn't look like it does on the internet.
Oh, it doesn't? It looked way better than this?
Well, those, because the problem with those pickle slices, because you didn't buy an actual pickle and just cut the pickle. You got, are those from pickles from a jar?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No. You.
So when you dip it in the red Kool-Aid, they look like tongues.
Oh, don't say that.
As opposed to a pickle. All right, you guys go back in your room.
Go ahead.
Maria, don't spill that on you, okay? Okay. Everybody's got their pickle in hand?
Yep.
All right.
So what are we going to try first, everyone? Should
we? I like pickles. It's better not ruin it for
me. Okay. Everybody, you got a hand on your pickle?
Hey. So what are we going to try first? The pickle with the Kool-Aid dusting? With the Kool-Aid powder on top first? Or do we cheers it up with the drink?
I'm going to say cheers it up with the drink first because the one with the powder seems like more mainlining it, right?
Okay.
I think that's going to be the real showstopper.
So how do you sort of...
I think we have to take the pickle out of the cup.
You don't drink the juice.
No, just take the pickle out of the cup. And eat the pickle. Yeah,
that looks like a tongue. Honestly, hold that up right now, Mocha.
Yeah.
That fully looks like a tongue.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three, everybody. One, two, three.
Yeah. Maury, where's your pickle?
In my mouth.
No, it's not. Where's your pickle?
Ah.
You didn't bite it. I just watched you. You didn't even bite anything.
I ate the whole thing.
You're such a liar.
Oh. No, I'll do it. Look, I'll get another one.
Okay, go get another one.
Guys.
Did you not wait, Maury?
No. Willingly
what is the matter with you?
I didn't know he was going to do a one, two, three.
Okay, look, Maria's still eating.
Okay.
Shem looks disgusted.
Okay.
Before I give my thoughts, Maria, what do you think?
Kind of like it.
You do? Does it taste like pickle or does it taste like Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid more.
Mm-hmm. Shem.
I hate this.
Yeah, why do you hate it?
Damn, Maury, go ahead.
Pickles. All right, I have the whole jar. I'll eat six if you want. Okay. These are great.
Okay, go.
They look like fingers. That's so gross.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to try, Roz?
No, dude. It looks like insides.
I'm not going to lie. You know what? It tastes pretty good.
Does it really?
Yeah.
But I need to know, is it more pickle or more Kool-Aid?
It's more Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's more Kool-Aid.
Really?
With a little bit of a pickly taste. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now grab the one.
The Kool-Aid takes away that like...
Like the bitterness?
Like the bitterness of the pickle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, grab one now. The plate that is the pickle, the Kool-Aid pickle that's doused in.
Do we have to mix this more?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking, I have like a mountain of powder. So I'm mixing a little bit more of
God, this
the
is making a paste.
On top.
Yeah,
that is like
make a paste.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Melted.
Okay, tell me when you guys are ready because I'm ready. Here we go.
Can I like cut it?
The presentation of this is not winning any awards.
What does that look like?
Can I get a knife, please?
Okay, no. Just like, fold it in half before you put it in your mouth.
Can I put it in my mouth now?
Wow. Okay. No, Maury, wait.
I'm putting like more of this thing on like that.
Put all of it on, Shem. All of it. Goop it up, Shemmy.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. All right. Everybody got their pickle in their hand?
I'm lathering it around.
All right. Everybody good to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
three, two, one, down the hatch. Go.
Oh, crap.
This is strong.
Oh, no, this is fire.
Yeah. It's like really sweet. But you know what? It ain't bad.
Man, this is good.
Maria, what do you think? Do you like the drink?
I like it too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow!
Yo,
okay,
thumbs up.
So Kool-Aid pickles are a thing, and
yo,
and
thumbs up.
You guys loved them.
Yo, that's amazing.
Look, everybody went back for seconds.
I'm drinking the juice.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
finish my pickle.
But this is good, you know.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, you know that our Roz and Mocha Roz and Mocha chant?
Yeah.
So,
this?
So, I was talking to somebody and they referred to that. They were talking about how cool it was and they referred to it as, they were like, yeah, your Sonic logo. And I was like, our what?
A what?
And they were like, your Sonic logo. And I was like, what in the hell is a Sonic logo? And they were like, a Sonic logo is like an iconic logo, but only it's something you hear as opposed to something you see. They're like, major companies all have like these, they pay millions of dollars in research to come up with Sonic logos.
Okay.
I even never knew we even had one, right? Turn my computer up for a second here.
Hold on. Let's listen to our Sonic logo one more time.
Yes.
Where is it here? I got it. Right? Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Turn my computer for a second.
Okay, go.
So I'll give you a like top tier example of Sonic logo.
Okay.
Okay.
On. Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. You think you're gonna be good at this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ready?
Yep. Oh, that is Dell?
Anybody else?
Isn't that Windows?
No.
No.
No, his spoon. No. The Windows, the other one. Did you get it? Oh my God, this is my childhood. Why am I not forgetting this?
That's Dell, the Dell logo,
it's
isn't
not,
it?
It's not.
Play it again. It's a computer, though. It's a computer brand, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like when you're logging in, I know that sound.
It's not Microsoft.
No.
It's not MSN?
No.
Do it again.
No. Okay.
What the hell?
It's so familiar.
Okay, give up?
Yeah.
Yes. Intel.
Oh.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, hold on now. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You know this one?
No.
Again. Disney Plus?
Incorrect.
Isn't that like a type of game console? Oh.
You know what, Maria? You're
right. I
think
it is a game console.
You're right. Hold on. Play it again.
Xbox.
No.
Yes, Maria.
Oh. Yes!
Xbox.
Nice!
Okay, hold on. Oh, here. I'll give you this one now, Mocha.
Okay, go. Oh, that's Apple.
Apple what?
Oh, like when you start up the computer, like a Mac.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it's not. No, it's sounds not. Like it. Hold on. Play it again. One more time?
Yep, sure.
Oh, shoot.
That's tough. I don't even know what that is.
Hit me again. That's a computer. That's something that has to do with computers.
People are screaming at their radios right now. Don't look at the text.
One more time.
These are Sonic logos, by the way, which I didn't even know were a thing.
Okay, one more time.
That's Apple TV Plus.
That's it. I knew
it. Well, you said
I didn't.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another classic. You'll get this in a second.
Okay.
I'm loving
McDonald's.
It.
Right, McDonald's, right? Yeah. Classic joint. You'll get this one too.
Again.
Maury?
I know.
NBC.
NBC says
that. Gonna say that's after Brooklyn Correct. Nine-Nine.
Yeah, it's NBC.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
is it Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Okay, one more. You'll get this in 2 seconds. What's that one, Maury?
Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Okay, look up the Volkswagen one and see if Mocha gets it.
Stop it. I got a whole thing going on here. Okay. What are you doing? Look up. Like I didn't put all this together ahead of time.
And you just gave it away, Volkswagen.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the Volkswagen one.
Volkswagen. Next.
What?
Disney Plus.
Really? Wow. Clearly don't watch enough.
Wow. Here, Shem.
Microsoft?
What?
Windows. That's the Windows shutdown.
Windows.
But you didn't play the dog part.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, that's it. TIFF is wrapping up this weekend.
Yeah.
And Diana Mori and Maria were on the red carpets, various red carpets, talking to everyone. We're talking Ben Stiller, Denzel Washington, Don Cheadle, Julianne Moore, Paul Rudd, Giancarlo Esposito, Pharrell Williams, Francis Ford Coppola, Selena Gomez, Tilda Swinton, Will Ferrell, Dave Bautista, Barry Keoghan, J.K. Simmons, Kevin Kline, Stephen Van Zandt, K. Kate Hudson, Kaya Gerber, Willem Dafoe, Bill Murray, Naomi Watts, damn. Bing the dog.
Damn.
Damn. One thing that Maury did that Maria did not do was lie to everyone.
But Maury, that's sort of Maury's thing, right?
It always Isn't does. Thing? Every single tiff.
I mean, we both can't lie. Someone has to true. Take that.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Every I'll take one for the team.
You're right.
Celeb, Maury said, your film that you're in was the my favorite of the festival.
And this is tradition, by the way. This is not the first year this has happened.
You just got to make people feel, you know.
My favorite. And I would say majority of those movies, Maury didn't even watch.
Well, I would say majority of them. But also, you're going to hear in this beautiful montage of Damon Maury, you're going to hear some people being genuinely shocked when Maury says it was his favorite movie. Because a few of these movies hadn't been seen by anyone. It was the night of the world premiere and they did no screenings for it. So like these actors are on the carpet under the impression literally that this thing has been kept under wraps.
Some of them hadn't even seen their own movies.
No, and then Maury's like, it's my favorite movie. Like the bewilderment in some of these people is incredible, but nobody wants to call anybody out, right? It's
Paul
red carpet.
Rudd, dude, so good to see you again. Amazing movie. Absolutely loved it. My favorite at the festival. So good.
Oh, you saw it.
Good. Selena Gomez, it is so good to see you again. We love you on our show. One of my favorite films at the festival. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's so sweet.
Tilda Swinton, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
One of the best movies I've seen at the festival.
Oh, that's really lovely to hear.
Kevin Kline, it's so good to see you. One of my favorite films at the festival. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Amy Adams, I've wanted to meet you forever.
How are you?
I'm great, thank
good.
You.
Good.
Oh, by the way, this was my favorite movie this year at the festival. Dave Bautista. Oh, by the way, best movie I've seen at the film festival.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely incredible. Julianne Moore, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Honestly, one of my favorite movies at the festival. Barry Keoghan, dude. Oh, wow. My favorite movie at the festival.
This is gorgeous, though. It is.
Thank you very much. It was $20. Lupita Nyong'o, this movie was by far my favorite at the festival this year.
That says Roz.
Are you kidding me right now? Stephen Vincent, how are you?
How are you doing?
First of all, amazing film, one of my favorite at the festival.
Oh, you saw it, huh?
Yes. Oh, so good. Pharrell Williams, it is such an... I'm a huge fan. Okay. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
The buzz around this is incredible. Thank one of the so best much. Movies I've seen at the festival. Congratulations.
Whoa.
Will Ferrell.
Whoa.
How are you guys? First of all, I want to say, and I'm trying not to get emotional, but this was... the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It was so beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
First off, I have to say, and I'm not even lying, loved this movie, one of my favorites at the festival.
Yay!
Actually saw it. So, so good.
So good.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
That guy who does all those AI like remix covers, his website, what's it called? There I Ruined It?
There I Ruined It. Yeah.
God, it's the best name ever. He's done all our favorites, right? Mm-hmm. God, what was the one that you loved a lot? It was
Frank Sinatra.
Was it the Frank Sinatra one? Is that the one that you loved the most? I'm trying to think. But he's got a new one. I don't know if you have any of the old ones there.
Hold on. Let me get the Frank Sinatra
one. Okay, because this one's the best. And what we found out, because we talked to the guy, what we found out is that it's not a matter of just writing it into AI and having AI do it. Like, the guy's actually talented, so he gets the music track, and then he has to actually sing in his own voice the song. And then what he does is he replaces his voice with the AI model of whoever he wants to sing it.
To the window, to the wall. Until the sweat drops down my until all you crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
That's the best, right?
Frank, goddamn, you ain't
Frank
wrong.
Frank Sinatra. You got the AI models are so crazy good now.
Wow.
Like, not that long ago, like a year ago, they were kind of meh. You know, they were like, they weren't that great. Now they're incredible.
Because they just keep learning from their own mistakes.
Thank you. So the new one, and this may be the one where he's gone too far, because Neil Young is very suey, right? Remember when Neil Young pulled all his music off Spotify because of Joe Rogan and all that stuff? Like, he's very, like...
reactive.
He's very reactive. Thank
things,
you.
Yeah.
So this is the newest creation, which, again, is the great Neil Young, who has an incredibly recognizable voice. Mixed with
what?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
and their life is better than yours. Damn right it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Oh yeah, Maria loves this.
But I have to charge. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, but I have to charge.
Wow.
Maria, are you putting this song on the vision board as possible first dance material when you get married?
Oh, you know what? I'll think about that one.
Oh, maybe the father-daughter dance.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I was just reading that Prince Harry, I guess, because he turned 40, he gets $10 million? Is that the deal with this?
What? Mm-hmm. Yo, isn't he out of the monarchy, though?
But he's still a child. Like, he's still, I guess, in the family trust, right?
So they just hand over 10 mil?
Queen Elizabeth put approximately, they say, $25 million into a trust fund for her great-grandchildren in 1994.
Okay.
And Harry and his older brother, William, reportedly claimed that the money in the two trusts they got like on their 21st and then on their 40th birthdays. So they got 7.9 million between them when they turned 21 and then another 10.5 million when they hit 40. Damn.
How much when they were 21?
7.9.
Must have been the best birthday ever.
Bro, if I got that much money at 21,
you would never see me again.
No, that money would be gone.
Yeah, you'd be one of those millionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'd spend all of it. 21 years old with that kind of cash?
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
You used to hear about that way more than you do now. There used to be shows where people blew through their lottery winnings.
Yes.
Like they would go and find these people who would win like $12 million. And 4 years later, they were exactly back to living in the house they did before they won the lottery.
Because you go nuts. They just take the money. They buy
family comes out.
Boats. Houses, cars, they go on extravagant trips. Like the money does not get invested in anything that's going to give them a good return.
Yeah. Like if you win $5 million, it is a huge mistake, like a giant mistake to buy a $3 million house, quit your job and everything else. Right.
Yeah. That's not,
it's a huge, but that's what people did. And then they would buy these, like, it was always people who had no taste as well, right? Like you would go and see where they lived and they lived in these, like, it was just a giant, like, McMansion, and they would buy like huge concrete fountains and roosters for the yard, right? Like just like the worst, the worst decorating, that like no taste whatsoever. And then family comes around and they all got their hand out and they all want to help everybody out. And the next thing you know, they're back to living in the house they had before they won the lotto.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be that person.
At 21 though? If you got that cash at 21.
7 mil though?
Yeah.
7.9. So let's say 8 mil at 21. Mm-hmm. Would I have burned through it? I mean,
I probably would have burned through a lot of it. I would have. Maria, you're like, you probably would have burned through it too.
I would have burned at least 2 mil for sure.
Yeah.
I think I would have been smart with the other. But
At 21 years old?
Oh, the amount of clothes and cars I would have bought.
How's that different from now?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Try to be more responsible now.
So, okay. So, but I think, Maria, you're younger though. So I think it may be more difficult for you to, like, I'm 49. Mocha's whatever. Damn it. Maury's almost 50.
No, pass.
But when I think about like 21, like if I'm my age now and I won that money at 21, is there a chance I'd have any of it left? There's a slight chance.
Yeah. I mean, 21 wasn't that far away. So I feel like I know what I would have done.
You would still be burning through it.
Now,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that would have been so nice.
Yes. Yes. Damn it, Maury would have lasted how long, Maury? Honestly, realistically, at 21.
Probably, it would be gone, like in a year.
It would be gone. Yes. There would be so many rich guys who in the 90s or whenever Maury was 21 used to dance in a G-string that Maury would just give it all to.
Yeah, here.
Take all my money.
Yeah, dance for me.
All of it. Oh, God. Dance, Poolie. Dance.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yes.
There's a new animated Transformers movie coming out on Friday called Transformers 1. And the voice cast include Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Fishburne, and John Hamm.
Oh, wow.
Stacked.
Yeah.
And the plot reads this. Transformers 1 is the untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron, better known as sworn enemies, but once were friends, bonded like brothers, who changed the fate of Cybertron forever.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good, man. I'm into it.
Is it good, Maury?
It's actually really, really good.
It's funny. Like, based on the trailers I've seen, very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Right? Very funny.
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key is...
Who's he playing?
Which one does he play, Maury?
Bumblebee.
Oh, I love it. And Keegan-Michael Key is hilarious.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of Key and Peele at home.
Were you?
A lot of Key and Peele at home.
What is... Like, Roxy, your daughter's like 14 now.
Yeah.
What does she gravitate towards? Like, what's her favorite...
Key and Peele?
Yeah, like, skit or sketch. Or
I mean, she...
Storyline.
She was introduced to it because Catherine and I were short videos. Like, she loves... And I said... right? Yeah. She loves that.
Daryl!
She loves all the Obama stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's... because they do, like... Because Key and Peele does like race stuff really, really funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The way that they portray the ridiculousness of everything mm-hmm. in pop culture when it from like a race point of view.
Yeah.
They're so good at it. Like they're brilliant at it.
Keegan-Michael Key talking to Dammit Maury about Transformers 1, which is in theaters on Friday.
Keegan-Michael Key, dude, I absolutely love you. Congratulations on Transformers 1. I need to find out from you because I don't think Transformers get enough love when it comes to sexiness. Which is no, the sexiest Transformer?
Bruh.
I think the sexiest Transformer... okay, first of all, there's two answers. One is when everybody sees this movie, there'll be a new answer because the character that Scarlett Johansson plays in this movie is Alita 1. Alita 1 is, I think, by far the sexiest Transformer.
Yo.
But prior to this part of the franchise, my favorite Transformer is the sexiest Transformer, and that's Soundwave. Soundwave transformed into a boombox. If you watch the cartoon in the 1980s, there's nothing sexier than a boombox. There's True. Nothing more hip than a Transformer that can make music for you to make sweet love to. There's nothing better than that. So, and also, he didn't have a regular voice. He had a robot voice. I just love a dude like, whatever you say, Megatron. I just thought it was so cool that he had this, like, the robot Barry White voice. So Soundwave. Hands down.
Maury, even asking that question, you sound like the guy from that TLC show, My Strange Addiction, who made love to his car. Like, even asking that question is suspect.
Yeah, completely. But yo, big up Keegan-Michael Key.
Bro.
He rolled with it.
Of course. Keegan-Michael Key, can you make Transformers sounds?
Yes, here it is.
When they do the thing. Yep, when they do the thing. Thing.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Before we get to what Keegan-Michael Key and his sound effect of Transformers... Let me play for you guys.
Because I don't actually remember what they sound
like.
Okay, so
this is from the original cartoon.
Okay. Oh, that's
kind of
badass.
That's the original.
Yeah.
And then with all the movies, like the most recent ones, the live action. A lot more gears and metallic.
Well, that would be hard
metallic.
To do.
Yeah, it's a bit more difficult.
Keegan-Michael Key, can you make... Transformers sounds.
Yes, here it is.
When they do the thing.
Yep,
when they
do the
thing.
Here it is. Do you like it, Maury?
Oh, wow.
I was so, okay, maybe I'm wrong because I was going to go, ooh, ee, 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 ooh, ooh.
Wait a minute. So you believe that the Transformers sound is a capuchin monkey. I love that it's not just a monkey, it's a koi monkey. Oh, what could be?
He's the best, man.
Come on, man.
That guy's great.
And as mentioned before, the voice cast, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Fishburne, John Hamm. However, none of them were ever in the same room at the same time recording.
Oh, they did that. They did it that way?
Because it's animated.
Yeah.
So each person had to go into a voice booth and react to what they were seeing on the screen and then reading the script that way, right?
Michael Key, how pissed off were you that you're in a movie with Chris Hemsworth and you never get to see Chris Hemsworth on set? Come on.
It's the worst, man. It's the worst part of the job is that you never get to interact as a performer with the other performers until you get to press. And then what you're trying to do is you're trying to, like, give off this, you know, chemistry. and you've never met each other before. And so it's, you know, it's a whole nother thing. I did finally get to meet him when we went to Comic-Con. He's great. He's everything you think he is. You get lost in his eye and his biceps. The guy's 6'1,000. I mean, it's just like, what in the world?
Oh, Keegan-Michael Key fell in love.
I know.
Transformers 1 in theaters on Friday.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I have never, I normally don't hate watch things, right? I don't enjoy that, like watching something that I pull apart and I don't enjoy. And I know a lot of people like to hate watch things. Mm. It's not for me. Until my kid and I, who's 14, we were just like cruising around being like, God, what do we want to watch? We've seen everything. And there's a movie on Netflix called Uglies. You ever seen this movie?
No.
Okay. Has anybody seen this movie yet?
No.
It's like number one movie on Netflix right now.
Uglies?
Yeah, the girl from The Kissing Booth is in it.
Oh, who is Joey King.
Yeah, Joey King.
Her.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
So I've never hate watched something before, and I hate watched this, but I hate watched it in the most enjoyable way. Like, I quite enjoyed the experience of watching this movie and hating it while I was watching it. I recommend everybody do it. So it's this futuristic movie, okay, where there's a bunch of pre-16-year-old kids. Joey King is playing pre-16, by the way.
She's like 22.
Yeah, okay. There's a bunch of pre-16-year-old kids, and they live in like a dormitory in this sort of like dystopian kind of future that takes place after the world was destroyed by, I don't know, global warming, I guess.
Robots?
No, global warming.
Oh, okay.
And then, so what happens is that once you're 16, they put you in a machine, and that machine makes you pretty, right? And so what it does is when you turn 16, it makes everybody gorgeous. So everybody is the same level of gorgeous. Then they all move to, quote, the city, which is on the other side of the river from the dorm, right? And then they live a life without conflict because there's no jealousy, right? So everybody is gorgeous.
Yeah. Sounds great so far.
Okay. And then the uglies are the people that haven't had the procedure done. They call them the uglies.
Okay.
Okay?
But these are people who are under the age of 16?
Under the age of 16.
Okay.
Presumably.
Isn't this wildly inappropriate?
Okay. Presumably. Uh-huh. And then...
No, shut up, ugly.
Okay. And then what happens is they have to go through this procedure at 16. But when they're younger, right? Like Joey King and her boyfriend in the show and everything else... they all feel that they're super ugly. And so they just refer to each other by like their ugliest feature. Like her boyfriend calls her Squint because I guess the one thing you could pick apart from Joey King is that maybe her eyes are a little squinty.
Even when she's beautiful?
No.
She doesn't get the...
When she's ugly.
When she's ugly. Got it.
Joey King is not ugly.
No, I know. Okay. I'm just trying to follow along the storyline here.
And then her boyfriend, who they call Nose, is like this like model who has like a tiny bump on the side of his nose. Oh, and he's like, they call me Nose. Okay. So then they get to the place in the movie, spoiler alert, where all the people have escaped to, okay, that never went through the transformation.
Oh.
Okay? The uglies.
Yeah.
She gets to this place. This is the largest collection of beautiful young people I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
There's no ugly people in the movie. The uglies are gorgeous.
Oh.
All of them.
And the gorgeous are even more gorgeous.
The gorgeous all just look like they have a TikTok filter on them. Like they don't look like real people. They're like, what color do you want your eyes? And she's like, gold. Right? Like they don't look real. So you're watching this movie.
Boy, you're so triggered right now.
Okay, you're watching this movie and you're supposed to, they're like, oh my God, we're so ugly. I can't wait to do the thing. And you're like, you're beautiful. All of you, the whole group of you are Abercrombie models.
What did Roxy think of?
Same thing. We were just like, hate watching it.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then we couldn't finish it one night because she had to go to bed. And then last night we were like, yo, uglies? She's like, uglies. And we put it back on and we finish hate watching it. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you, the hate only escalates. Uh-huh. I recommend watching it in two nights. Pause it at about the 45-minute mark. Take a break. Take a breather. You're going to need it. Uh-huh. Go back the next night because it only escalates. So it's a movie called Uglies where everybody in the show, in the movie, is beautiful. And we're supposed to like believe that they're all hideous because they only hire good-looking people to be the uglies.
Well, they didn't hire me.
Probably the knees, Maria.
Jesus Christ.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Anastasia, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Mocha.
How are you, girl?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. We got this nice note, really, really nice note from Anastasia. Okay. It says, hey, Roz and Mocha, this Saturday, it's my husband Mac's birthday. He's a massive fan of your show. He does a lot of driving for work. And in the last 3 to 4 years, he's been listening to you. He's gone through all the episodes of your podcast at least 3 times. He plays your stuff nonstop in the car, out in the yard, while he's gaming, when we're cleaning. He'll even come up to me and say, you have to listen to this part, even though I'm also a huge fan of the show and was the one who introduced him to it. It's been a big year for Mac, including jaw surgery and us getting married last weekend.
Wow.
He works so hard at everything he does, and he's always there for me and for his family and friends. He lifts me up, he makes me laugh, and he always tries to make our lives better. I'm so lucky to have him. That's so nice, Anastasia.
Oh, well, he deserves it.
How long have you guys been together?
This is our 5th year.
Oh, nice. Wow. How'd you meet?
On Bumble.
Nice.
Wow, hey, success story.
Yeah, Maria should give it a try.
And what was it about Mac that like made you want to say yes to further dates and then like eventually start dating and then eventually get married?
His sense of humor and his heart. He's just got the biggest heart, and he always wants the best for everyone, and he's always like trying to improve, and he makes me laugh every day. There's just, I couldn't say no.
How did you get through the disaster that Bumble can be? Like, how did you stick with it to find somebody? Because I think that's where a lot of people are struggling. Like, how long were you at it on Bumble before you guys hooked up?
That's a great question. I kept, like, quitting the app, and then it was Christmas Day in the evening, and I was like, I'm going to try this one more time.
Wow.
And we matched. And then, like, 3 days later, we were on our first date.
Wow.
I would be very hesitant to hook up with anybody who's on Bumble Christmas Day.
I know. And yet, our first date was 8 hours. So, like, clearly it worked out.
Wow. And did you spend... So, 3 days after that... Okay, so it wasn't New Year's yet. Did you spend New Year's Eve together?
We didn't. I was like, maybe that's a little too much.
Got it. Yeah, did he ask? Or did you think he was going to ask?
Oh, he asked. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and what did you say? What was your line?
I was like, oh, we have family coming over. Okay. We'll do another day. Yeah, maybe next year.
And then how long after that 8 hour first date, 3 days after Christmas, did you guys meet up again?
Oh gosh, probably another like 2 or 3 days. We had 3 dates, I think, within a week.
Oh, wow. Nice. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
and I guess that's considered taking it slow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, don't say anything. I got Mac here on the line.
Oh,
just
damn.
Don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Yo, Mac, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. How are you today?
Not too bad. I didn't expect this call, so I'm very happy and surprised.
First of all, congratulations on getting married last weekend to Anastasia.
Yeah, thanks so much, man.
And happy early birthday. I know it's you're celebrating this coming weekend.
Yep.
How's everything? How's life?
It's good, man. Sorry, I'm emotional. I didn't expect this, so...
Oh, buddy, it's okay.
Like, you're emotional because we're talking to you, or you're emotional about other stuff?
Yeah, I just love my now wife so much, and she knows how much I love you guys. She introduced me to you guys, actually, so it's just kind of all come full circle, so...
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
Bumble, actually.
And what was it about Anastasia that, when you guys were chatting on Bumble, that made you want to say, hey, let's go out?
She actually started the conversation saying Merry Christmas if you celebrate, and I just kind of thought that was hilarious. And then from there, it was kind of just like fluent conversation. Our first date actually lasted like 8.5 hours, so that was pretty good.
Wow.
It was supposed to be like a 1 hour lunch, and then it just turned into like mini putting and dinner and lunch. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a great day, and I just kind of knew from the second I met her that I just wanted to marry this woman, so...
Oh, wow. That's real nice, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
And did you ask her out for, like, New Year's Eve or anything? Or that was, like, going too far?
No, actually. So we started talking right before New Year's, and then she was busy on New Year's. So, unfortunately, I was alone, but that's okay. I got her the next New Year's, so...
Oh, okay. Nice, nice. And then everything just progressed since there. What's it like being with Anastasia? Tell us about her.
It's amazing, man. So before her, I was eating pizza pockets and Kraft dinner. And since dating her, she's made amazing meals all the time. She's Italian and she's Austrian. And she makes really good pasta, amazing meatballs, amazing chicken. Like, just I wouldn't be the I like to work out a lot, so I wouldn't be the size I am if it wasn't for all the meals she makes. She's very nice, very caring, very beautiful. She's hilarious. I think I'm funnier than her, but, you know, sometimes she's funnier than me.
Would she agree with you on that, do you think?
No, 100% not. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Of course
all
not.
Right.
Does she ever tell a joke that's really not funny, but you laugh anyway just to make her, like, not feel bad?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
Usually me, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's you awesome. Got a good woman right there, man.
Hey, can I just say, guys, I'm such a huge fan. Honestly, I listen to you guys like probably like 5 to 6 hours a day. Yeah. I listen to every single podcast episode like 3 or 4 times over.
Yeah.
So this is amazing, honestly. Like, you guys have made my day. So thank you for calling.
Who's the bigger fan, you or Anastasia?
Her at the beginning, I would say me now. I listen to you guys all the time.
Okay.
She's a high school teacher, so she can't listen to you guys as much as I can, but I'm on the road all the time.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's real nice. Hey, Anastasia, you want to say anything to Mac?
I love you so much, and I'm so glad you picked up.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was something else. So.
All right, Anastasia and Mac, you guys are a wonderful couple. Thank you so much for sharing your love of the Roz and Mocha Show with one another. Congratulations again on getting married last week. And, yo, Mac, man, like, happy early birthday. Hope you have the best weekend ever.
Can I tell you guys who's my favorite?
Well, I was just going to ask, because we're going to ask both of you, between Roz and Mocha, Mac, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Anastasia, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Hands down, pants down, Roz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The sweep.
Wow.
The sweep.
Roz, you're the best, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, it was not
we love you, dude. Yeah, we love you too, Mocha. Sorry.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I was reading this story. This is nuts, man. I don't know what the hell happened to this world. This woman in Simcoe, Ontario, over the Labor Day long weekend had like friends over. It was like a big barbecue in the backyard, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids busted out like a water gun. Yeah. And she decides, she's like in her 50s. She works for a school board out there. And she decides to play along, right? Grabs a water gun, starts shooting. Whatever. I guess the neighbor, she got the neighbor with water. The neighbor got pissed, called the police. Police showed up, charged her with assault with a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whole ass charge.
Yeah.
And now this woman said that when the police published the report, she didn't say this because it's in the report. They gave her, like, full name. And, like, I guess in the police report, they have to say where the crime took place, what it was, whatever. And they said the street. They said her first and last name. However, in the police report, they didn't say, like, it was a water gun or whatever. It was just that she was charged with assault.
Yeah.
And then she now, the school board put her on leave. Mm-hmm. And she can't go back to work now. Yeah. Until this whole thing is settled, all from a water gun that a neighbor got pissed off at, that they got soaked with water.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of interviews with this woman.
It's crazy.
It's crazy in so many different ways. Like, I don't know how police get involved in this, but I don't know the history between these two, the two neighbors, and whether this has been some ongoing thing that they've had over the years and it just culminated in this. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know their dynamic, right, at all. But the idea that somebody gets charged for hitting somebody in the chest with a water gun is crazy, especially because in this province and in this country, but especially in this province, we have no court clerks. We have no judges.
Yeah.
Like sexual assault defendants, people who have been accused of doing awful things, are walking free because we don't have the proper staff in court.
Yeah.
And then the police should not be charging people with assault for stuff like this.
Yeah.
They should calm the situation, let them work it at themselves. This is not a police matter. In any sense,
big waste of time.
And
also,
now,
you're taking up court time from actual cases.
This will never see anything. And if it does, it is only at the
detriment of a case that actually needs to be in front of a judge.
Yeah.
Right? And when this does wind up at a judge, this is the problem. If this ever manages to somehow get its way in front of a judge, the judge is going to look at it and throw it out.
Yeah.
So that whole process,
big waste of time.
The whole process, yes, is a giant waste of time.
And money.
And this woman's out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her livelihood is like being put on the line right now.
She's out of work.
She's out of work.
You can't work in a school with an ongoing assault charge investigation against you.
Also, the lady who called the cops, do you not feel like bad at any point? Like you proved your point.
Totally.
Like drop the charges.
And this woman who's been charged, she said like she apologized to the neighbor like profusely.
Yeah.
And the neighbor would just like not let up. And the cop still called the cops. Cops still showed up. Still.
Yeah.
Charge this woman, put her name in the document that got released to the public,
yeah.
And now she's on leave.
Was the neighbor a man or a woman?
The news story I read just said neighbor. I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
I think it was a guy.
And the reality of this also is that this becomes now a stain on her, right? I mean, nobody's going to look deep into the details of the details. All they're going to see is that she was charged with assault, and that's it.
It is a male neighbor. It says a woman says she's been charged with assault with a weapon after accidentally spraying a male neighbor with a water gun.
Yeah, there has to be a history between the two of them. There has to be a history between the two of them.
You really think?
Right? I don't think that you sort of get along or indifferent to your neighbors and then you get hit with a water gun and you...
And like that's the first thing you do.
And you call the police.
Yeah.
Right? Like there has to be something that went on between these two.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Maria?
Oh no, that was it. I was just saying. Oh. Did you really think? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know what it is.
I feel for this
but
lady.
It's crazy. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Is today Friday the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody care about that anymore? I don't think so.
That was
a real thing of the past, though, man. Remember when you were a kid? It was all the talk when you were a kid. Maybe it still is for kids. Maybe it's just because we're grown-ups. We forget about things like the importance of a Friday the 13th.
Didn't they do like a motorcycle thing in Port Dover?
Yeah, sure. But like the bad luck part of it, like, oh my God.
Walk under a ladder?
Oh, remember that? If you ever saw a ladder and you saw a buddy about to walk under it?
Oh, I still don't do that.
Dive in front of them. Like a hero in World War II.
Or break
on a grenade.
Don't break a mirror because then you get 7 years of bad luck.
Or if a cat crosses in front of you, a
black cat.
Yeah. Stop. There's no... Stop with the black cat.
No,
thing,
the
okay?
black cats, they can't cross in front of you.
Why? Why?
Because
what's wrong with
bad
black
luck.
Cats? What's wrong with bad black
luck.
Cats? But why though?
Because they might be, I don't know.
Why?
From the
why?
Dark world.
Why?
Roz's house is full of black cats.
No. No.
You a black cat?
No. Do you know why? No. Do you know why?
So you believe that they're evil then?
I don't.
Well, you don't have one.
I don't. No. And stop perpetuating the myth of black cats. That's why they don't get adopted.
I think they're cute.
Nope, you don't.
I think they're evil.
You just said they're evil.
Stop disrespecting ladders.
Yep. And stop disrespecting ladders and cracks in the sidewalk.
No feelings.
They've had it.
And Friday the 13th. 13th has got a bad rap. Even now, when you go into old hotels, there's still no 13th floor, which is completely stupid to me because everybody who sleeps on the 14th floor actually knows they're sleeping on the 13th floor.
You should go knock on all the doors.
Wait, hold on. There's no like empty floor?
What? Hold on. Pause.
Oh no, I think I just said something stupid.
Maria? Okay, question. Maria, in a hotel, when you get into the elevator, do you assume that there is a 13th floor?
Yeah, I thought it was just empty.
So when you look at all the buttons in an elevator, you think that there's a button that says the number 13, but nobody can select.
There's no
13 button.
But it was just an empty floor.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
she doesn't know that there's no 13 button.
No, I know that there's no 13 button.
She just thinks there's an empty floor.
So they just bypass the floor.
So you think that there is an empty floor with rooms or with no rooms?
With no rooms. Like they didn't ever
just
constructed
like
it.
Concrete
like it's just
pillars.
Concrete and pillars.
Okay.
Yes.
And the devil.
And HVAC systems
and
exposed and everything else.
And so... There's an empty floor.
Yes.
So it goes floor 12, full of rooms.
Yes.
Normal. Floor 13,
completely
nothing.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Floor 14,
rooms.
Rooms yes. again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you've thought this your entire life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Okay.
That is not true, Maria.
But how do we know that? Do we know anybody in construction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, you can take the stairs.
Uh-huh.
And you will quickly realize.
Can you?
Wait.
What do you mean?
Can you?
Can you what? Take the stairs?
But what if they just blocked it off? Like
then
they
you wouldn't
added,
be able to get down.
Ooh. What if it's just an extra long set of staircases?
You can count stairs.
Good point.
Oh my God, my entire life's been a lie.
No, it hasn't. your entire life has been something, but it wasn't a lie.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, it's Roz and Mocha. Hello.
Hello, morning.
All right, hang on, before you continue, okay?
Roz and Mocha's Vented Moments!
Get it off your chest.
Vented Moments on the Roz and Mocha Show. You get the platform to say whatever it is that is on your mind. Maybe no one else will listen to you. Maybe nobody else cares. Maybe no one else shares your opinion.
Maybe it's so unpopular that you would risk losing friendships with coworkers and family and being ostracized. With Vented Moments, the great thing is that you can do that here with us on this show. We give you the audience and the platform. You do not have to give your name if you want to remain anonymous. So, hello, caller. What is your Vented Moment?
So my vented moment, honestly, is that they put in a new traffic light in my area,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they made like a crosswalk out of it, which is fine, and it's great. I love it because it lets me get to the coin laundry across the street, but no one stops for the signals.
Oh, like the crosswalk signals?
No, like it's a full-blown traffic light with an intersection, but people just don't stop. Like I guess people aren't accustomed to the fact that that's a light now because it never used to be a light. So people just haven't been stopping.
They don't see it there, though?
I guess not. Like, and the most notorious thing for it has honestly been people on, like, motorcycles or people on, like, bikes or skateboards that are in the bike lane.
Yeah.
Like, last time I was trying to go to the coin laundry, you know, the whole light and everything went red because it's a proper intersection. There's a street that ends on my street. So my walk signal comes on, and this dude on a motorcycle flies by, and he's like, dude, why'd you cross? Didn't you see me coming? And I was like, dude, hello, didn't you see your lights red? Like, where are you going?
Whenever they put a new light, a new street light up, don't they have for, like, at least a kilometer or maybe a couple hundred feet before you get there, there's a sign that says new. It literally says new, and it shows like a traffic light.
Yes.
To alert drivers, hey, coming up, there's a brand new traffic light that exists here that never existed before.
Yes. Yes.
Does that not exist in your neighborhood?
No, they haven't put it up. And I got really mad because me and a couple of the other people that live in the area have been petitioning to the city because we want to get them to put a red light camera.
You know what they have in the country, which is really incredible. And I don't know if it would entirely work in the city just because traffic and everything else. But it's so incredibly helpful when you're on a country road that's like 80, right? And you come up to one intersection of two country roads where they do have traffic lights. 500 meters or so before the traffic light, there's a big sign. And on that big sign are two big yellow lights. So when you're driving, it says, be prepared to stop if lights are flashing. So they know on a road that's 80, if you are at this point of the road, they know when the lights are changing, you will not make that green.
Yeah.
So 500 meters back, if you see those yellow lights going, you know you're going to have to stop at the stoplight.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it. Country roads.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But I don't know if this would work in your neighborhood, sir. Like, those signs are huge. I think you, more than getting a red light cam installed, you may be better off finding out if you can get one of them signs that alerts the drivers that there's a new traffic light coming up.
Yeah, I might do that. We've been trying to petition to the city, but you know how it is. Like, we have to go through official paperwork.
What part of the city you live in?
So I live in Toronto. I live kind of close to Casaloma. So it's too, like, congested to put one of those big signs that's, you know, like, light's going to change in 500 meters.
Right.
500 meters is a whole other intersection.
Yeah. I hear you. I don't know why. I don't know why people don't stop at brand new. Like, you should be used to that literally in a day. Right? Like, it's muscle memory at that point. You see lights, you stop.
Yeah, you'd think.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel much better now. Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right. That's what Vented Moments is for. We didn't fix the problem, but at least we helped you with your emotions.
Yep, that definitely does help.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, all this Diddy stuff is so crazy. Yeah. And I've been reading more and more. I have some audio to play for you in a second here. but about the detention center that he's staying at.
It's a nasty place.
In Brooklyn that he's being held up in. The former warden of that facility is saying, or he believes that Diddy's life might be in danger behind bars. Let me read this to you. He suggested that the disgraced Bad Boy Records founder could be in danger despite being held in a special housing unit, which is separate from the facility's Gen Pop area. His celebrity status could make him a target for some of the other prisoners. He said that prison officials need to limit access to Diddy, who argue could be targeted by others as a sort of badge of honor while being held there. Diddy will be permitted just 1 hour of rec time per day and will receive access to the showers 3 times a week. He'll also be granted occasional visits from friends and family while his legal team can access him more freely.
I like how they tried to say, hey, listen, would you give him bail? What if he just doesn't see any women? What if no women come over?
Yeah.
Is that good? Like, what if he just doesn't see any ladies?
Does that help?
Yeah, does that help?
Because he was denied bail again yesterday. And then Inside Edition did a story on this jail that he's staying at, Metropolitan Detention Center. Listen to this.
The Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn is notorious for its appalling living conditions and rampant violence. How bad is it inside this federal lockup? There have been 2 murders, 4 suicides, and numerous stabbings and lockdowns in recent years. It's so out of control inside that 4 federal judges are reportedly refusing to send any more prisoners here.
Except Diddy.
Except Diddy. And then they caught up with Michael Cohen, who is a former lawyer to Donald Trump, who spent a year campaign finance violations, tax fraud, bank fraud.
That guy's a POS, man.
Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, spent a harrowing year in federal custody. He says for someone used to a life of luxury like Diddy, prison life is a severe shock.
You have a desk, you have a plastic chair, you have your bed with a 1.5-inch mattress, no pillow, and you also have a locker. So you basically have 3 feet by 5 feet to move around. So you have a basic 15 square feet. It is a horrible, horrible place.
So that's where Diddy is being held up right now.
15 square feet.
God, and having to, just to go from that life, and then you got to clean stuff too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They give you a mop and you got to tidy up. And
I'm pretty sure this is the same. I listened to a podcast, a true crime podcast, where these horrible guys were holed up in this same place, staying in the same area, separate from Gen Pop, because these were some real bad dudes.
Yeah.
And the conditions that they were talking about at that same place, where there's leaks everywhere, the plumbing doesn't work, there's no heat. Once the sun goes down and you're in your cell, in that 15 square foot cell, it is beyond freezing.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not that. But hey, listen, that's what you get, right?
Yeah. You know,
that's.
Do you think people play harmonica at night, like in the movies?
Bro, they don't give them a harmonica.
No, man.
That is what they used to give.
Is it bad that even though these are criminals, I still feel bad that they have to live like that?
It's pretty much the same size as a downtown condo.
But God, you see the size of that man's house, though? You know, to go from that to that.
From a $48 million house.
That's what you get when you screw it all up. That's what you get when you screw it all up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't rape people. I get that you're still a human, right? Then don't do the things.
Yeah.
Right? And if there's enough to hold you without bail, then,
well,
I don't...
What else do they have?
And I understand due process, and I understand all that stuff. I really, really do. But when they got enough to hold a guy like Diddy without bail, bro, you screwed up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Toronto Scepters PWHL team for the upcoming season sold out of their season's tickets when they went on sale yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Good for them.
Coca-Cola Coliseum is the new home of the Scepters. 8,150 seats.
Good job.
Sold out almost instantly. Single game tickets will be available at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
It is. And it's also that venue, too, for anybody who lives in the city. And if you don't live in Toronto, there's nowhere that you can go to. You can't go to a Leafs game in your car, right? There's nowhere to park.
Yeah.
Right? Rogers Center.
There is, but you're paying enough dollars.
It's crazy. But down at Coca-Cola, there's tons of parking.
A lot of parking.
Right? Like you can actually just get right off the highway, park, walk in, do the game, get right back on the highway. Yeah. You don't have to really fight that much. Like it's such a great, it's a great location. It's like the, where the, you know, where TFC plays. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's great. 8,000 tickets for every game.
Yeah.
Bro. That's great.
Speaking of TFC, they lost last night, 2-0.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was at that game. In stadium host.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the vibe? Like, so I saw the highlights and it was Columbus they played, right?
Yeah, and Columbus is a good team. They won the MLS Cup last year. They won Leagues Cup this year.
So they scored 2 goals in the second half. Mm. Do people, you know, like when you go to a Jays game or a Leaf game or anything like that, when a team is down and you know that they're pretty much going to lose, people end up leaving the stadium, right?
Especially
or the arena.
Especially
at Leaf games, right? At a TFC game, because the vibe is so different there from the crowd, do people leave or do they...
On a Wednesday night, typically the stadium's less busy than on like a Saturday. So you'll see more fallout earlier just because people have work the next day.
Yeah.
But if we lose on like a weekend, I mean like around the 80th minute, you'll start to see a little bit of fallout. But it's not like the Leafs where like you see like crowds of people leaving. Like the one thing about Toronto FC supporters and that organization is that they are like ride or die. That supporter section, they do not move until the players have left the building.
Yeah.
Like that's the good thing about TFC fans. They're really diehard fans.
Yeah, because sometimes at a Leaf game, it looks like the game ended the way people...
Oh, yeah.
Like, are filing out of there.
You would
think that the game was officially over.
Yeah. Well, it's harder to see with baseball because there's a lot of people who are up top that leave, right? Yeah, so you don't see that, like...
And there's always, at Rogers Center, there's always people walking around anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Rogers Center, because they have the almost bars. Like, half the time, people aren't even in their seats. They're just at those places, right?
I know. You say that like it's a bad thing, Maria.
No, that's right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Amanju, how are you?
Pretty good, man. I got a question for you guys. Well, first, I actually wanted to say shout out to Maury for putting me on because I've been listening to you guys for, like, the beginning of time, and this is the first time on the show.
Yeah.
So I have a question about that old man challenge that you guys did.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm just curious. Do you think Mocha and Maury were like the best at it just because they're closer to the ground and they didn't have to bend down as far? just curious. Like I'm just wondering if you guys did it again.
Yes. Right? You know what I was thinking yesterday, Mocha?
What?
It's interesting. Do you have to bend down at all to lift the toilet seat?
Yes.
You do.
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. Because I wondered.
Why?
Because I bend down in a weird way when I open the toilet seat. I don't bend that anyway. Like sometimes if I'm picking something off the ground, I will bend at my knees if it's heavy. Okay. Otherwise, like if I just drop something on the floor, I'll bend at my waist.
Yeah.
But if I go in to lift up the toilet seat, like if the toilet lid is down, I don't bend over like this or squat. I stand in one spot and just put my knees to the side.
You bend to the side?
Yeah. And I reach down that way and I pick it up.
That doesn't feel uncomfortable?
And I pick it up like that. Well, it doesn't feel great.
Oh.
Right? But I bend down this way and then I pick it up. But I was like, I wonder if people who are short have to actually bend down.
Well, no, because I'm not short. Okay,
but you know what I mean. I shouldn't have said short. I apologize for that. But I wondered if you had to bend down to pick the toilet seat up.
Of course I do.
You do. How far though?
So far.
Like show me.
Like it's far.
Show me.
No,
show
I'm
me
not
how
showing
far.
You. Like
show
far,
me how
like
far.
I have to go like this.
Oh, bull. What are you living in Vietnam and you got to poo in a hole?
That's far.
I don't know if they poo in holes in Vietnam, by the way. Don't come at me, okay?
Anyway, Hamanju, the answer is no, okay?
Are you sure?
Bro, I was there.
Like, I'm just wondering, like, Roz didn't do the challenge. And is it because he knew he was tall and he wasn't going to get
No, he'd far, fall over, he man. Had? You saw it, like, quicker than Maria fell over.
And that was quick.
Oh, man. Anyways, I just want to say, man, you guys are freaking awesome. I've been listening to you guys forever. And honestly, like, I do a pretty far drive, and you guys are pretty much the only reason I get to where I need to go is because I die laughing to you guys every morning and every evening.
The old man challenge, by the way, is when you take your shoes and socks off and you stand in one place, and then you got to lift up one leg, bend over with the leg up, pick up a sock, put the sock on, put the shoe on, tie the shoe up without putting your foot back on the ground, right? So it's a lot of bending and a lot of balancing. That was the old man challenge that you're talking about.
Hamanju, you're the best. Appreciate you. Love you for listening for as long as you have. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
I have to say it's Roz.
Wow, cool. Thanks. That felt great.
Poor Travis. All right, Imagine, we got to go. Later, dude.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.